run defenses, knowing where your help is, and doing your job, and swarming the football. Those two things, I know Coach Allen said similar things, but that's what it is. We talk about where you're supposed to be, knowing where your help is, doing your job, not jumping out of a gap when a back makes a funny cut in the backfield, making a play when you need to, and swarming the football. And we've gotten better at that as we continue to go, and that's where we got to go. Continuing to swarm the football is the number one key to defense.
How do you balance the swarming part with the staying where you're supposed to be? I mean, it sounds almost incongruous that you're getting out of where you're supposed to be.
That's exactly right, and that's the coaching part. Hey, why'd you shed that guy so early? Well, I felt this. Well, here, is the back to you? Did he declare? Yes? Okay, get rid of that guy, go make the tackle. So it is a timing thing, and it's a decision that the players make on every play. When to do that and where their help is at that fast with somebody in your face. So that's what the coaching is where you fit, and then obviously the violence needed to get off of a block and make a tackle. And that's what we're working on all the time. That's why we practice those fits so much. We do some drills where we've done it since training camp, where we just get as many fits as we can with our front seven, and then define where our DBs fit around that. So it is a system on the call. Okay, where's your help? Where are you supposed to be? And they have to say that to us as coaches a lot.
In the two games where it has been an issue, Miami and Denver, which of those areas were you calling short?
Knowing where help is. First thing, Miami was pure tackling, and then knowing where help is. Because as long as you take your shot at a tackle with the right angle, knowing where your help is, we're good. Because everybody else can fix you. And that's their job. That's why you're running the ball. All those 10 other guys, we'll put more out there if we can, but we can't. So those 10 other guys, as long as you know the angle with which you're supposed to take your shot, take your shot. A missed tackle with that, he gains one more yard. So what? You know, and that's in that game, we missed with the wrong angles.
Josh Freeman can be a good Josh, and sometimes he can be a bad Josh. What is, right now, what are you seeing that he's doing so well right now?
One, they've done a good job, Josh, the coaching staff, the wide receivers getting on the same page. They're running plays that he can be very successful at. He's doing a good job of analyzing coverages and putting the ball in the right spot right away. He has a very accurate deep ball, and those guys go up and get it. That's the best thing that he's doing right now is running plays that Josh has a good grip command of, and you can see them working to fix it if it doesn't work the first time, even within a game. They're doing a good job of that, players and coaches.
They have some of the bigger wide receivers in the NFL. How do you practice to defend that?
Well, it's a moment of truth when the ball's up, but in the air. And that's, of course, what these guys are good at. One, again, is the same thing. And just like in the run game that we were just talking about, in the pass game, you got to know where your help is. And when we ask you to reroute, you got to get a reroute. Because if you don't reroute a big receiver, you're in trouble. Okay? And then angles on the ball. For ball, anybody in coverage, you got to get your eyes right, and then your feet can follow. So you got to be in the right body position and then get your eyes right. And even that, sometimes those guys jump right over you like they did a couple times to the Vikings last week.
You feel you guys have done a good job of preventing big plays for the most part, deep shots downfield?
Yeah, we're getting better. And even on the ones even where, you know, Bo got a 46-yarder last week, the guys did a great job of fixing that already. Hey, coach, I know where I'm going to be. That won't happen again. I mean, they came off and said, we got it. Yeah. And that's what you're looking for, you know, is the quick adjustment. But this is the challenge. This week's a challenge to test those rules. We're excited about it, and it's a challenge to test everything we've put together so far.
When Branch stopped that reverse last week with McCluster and he dropped him for a loss, what went into that play? Was that him staying where he was supposed to be and allowing, you know, and playing by the rules, as you say, whatever, or did he just see a play and go make it?
He was on the backside of the play, and what happened was is actually that was one of those plays where somebody was in the right spot and missed, but missed with an angle to make him bubble. And then Ty took a great angle, got his helmet across, and made a great tackle. Okay, and that is it, because what we're doing well is we know where everybody's supposed to be, and then when somebody's not there, we can adjust. And he made a great tackle on that play. Aaron's gotten a lot better every week. He's working at all three positions, as both Coach Allen and myself have said. And whenever Coach Allen and Reggie make the decision, to have Aaron up. Hopefully he can help us, but he's working at all positions. He's working hard every day.
How is Curry going to be used? Is it backup mostly, or will you go more than 3-4 with him? Or?
Well, when he's active, we got another piece. So I'm going to leave it at that right now. You'll see him some if he's active. I mean, that's coach in Reggie's decision, like we said. But you know, he's a good football player. So as he continues to improve, well, hopefully he can help us.
Last several quarters, you've really, really turned up the heat on the opposition's quarterbacks. What's been the difference there?
The guys working together with pocket mechanics. You know, everybody gets a turn in this defense. And the guys working together and really knowing where they're supposed to be, working off of each other, whether it be a pressure call or anything. Like we said, a couple weeks ago, every defense is a prevent defense. You're trying to prevent them from scoring. But you activate more guys towards the quarterback. And whether we're activating guys or not activating guys, the guys really understand how to make those calls work. And it's nice to watch the process. The players are just getting better and better.
All the focus has been on Michael Hoff, the job he's done. How about Pat Lee? What's he done to improve the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Pat Lee has definitely improved the last three or four weeks. And it's a knowledge of the defense. The same thing. Pat knowing where his help is. And every time you start a game as a corner, you're kind of wondering, okay, how fast really is this wide receiver? How big really is this wide receiver? And he's gotten calmer, faster in games. Okay, I don't know if that was good English, but that's what he's done. And so that's where Pat's gotten better. And he needs to continue to do that. He needs to continue to go one play at a time and keep his hips down and keep making plays. He made a great catch on that interception last week, and that was by having his eyes alive. And as long as he can continue to correct his mistakes, he's one of the guys that when things happen to him, he goes, I got that. I know. That's enough. I've had that happen to me enough. I understand that now. Yeah.